Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Everyone. Amen, amen, amen. And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we welcome you. And guess what? I came to share some good news with you. Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah. He has risen. Welcome. We pray that everyone had a wonderfully blessed Resurrection Sunday. And you know they call this Resurrection Monday, praise God. And so we just want to welcome you. God is good, and he is good all the time. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, where we join together in fellowship in a time of study in God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. Well, praise God, we have a woman of God tonight in the house, none other than Elder Lisa Strayhorn of North Carolina. God has deposited within her a powerful and anointing word that she is ready to share with our audience. But before she does, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, praise God. And I would like for you to listen and be blessed and to know, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, I don't care if you are in the deepest of valleys or if you're at the peak of the highest mountain, no matter what you're going through, there will be glory after this. Praise God. Listen, audience, and be blessed. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Praise God. And so he's going to Lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. Would you bow your head? Hallelujah.
Yes, we go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, my God. Lord, we praise your holy name, Father.
Yes,
we thank you for
Lord.
Your holy presence, Father, Lord.
Yes,
Resurrection
Lord.
Monday, to God be all the glory,
yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
He has risen, praise
yes.
God. Jesus has risen. He's alive. He's alive, saying he's
alive.
To God be all the glory. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this week of prayer, Lord. Thank you for this week of praise, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for your power, your holy
yes.
anointing, Lord. Thank you for your holy word for this woman of God, Lord, this night, Father, Lord. We pray for your people to be blessed. We pray for you to open our hearts and our minds to receive your word to that on tonight, Lord. Let your will be able to, let shall be glory after this, Lord Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
We praise your holy name, Father. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do, what you've already done, what you're going to do. To God be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Before we get started, I wanted to remind everyone, praise God, we had a wonderful celebration yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
And God has blessed us with our new location. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So if you are in the Atlanta area, you are welcome to worship with us at the New Season Ministries Worship Center at 245 Atlanta Street in McDonough, Georgia. To God be the glory. The praises of God are going up at that location. The anointing of God is present at that location. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The glory of God resonates in that location.
Yes, Lord.
So you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praise. At this time, praise God.
Come and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Oh, yes. Come and see that the Lord is good. Yes, he is such a great and mighty God.
Amen.
Praise God. We give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Well, at this time, we're going to open our mic, hallelujah,
praise
and
God.
Welcome in the woman of God that
yes,
will bring
yes.
forth the word of God tonight. And again, that is none other, Elder Lisa
yes,
Strayhorn.
Yes.
Praise,
praise God.
God. We give God glory for her and everything that
wonderful.
God has deposited on the inside of her. Elder Lisa, are you with us? Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you loud and clear. God bless you and welcome
praise
tonight.
God.
The microphone is yours. Go right ahead, please.
I praise God on tonight. I praise God for the invitation to just speak a word from the Lord. And I thank God for the ministry of Pastors Whitehurst. And I ask God special blessing. It's so good to see how God blesses and how he restores and how he makes ways. And I just thank God for that on tonight because he's
Hallelujah.
A mighty good God. Yes. The word of God came to me, and he gave me a subject on tonight called How to Continue the Resurrection Praise. You see,
Amen.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled
Amen.
And died to buy my pardon, to buy your pardon. An empty grave is there to prove our Savior lives. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he
Amen.
Lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. I thank God for
Amen.
That prayer Pastor Jasper
Amen.
Gave us tonight. Because he lives.
Yes.
We can face tomorrow.
Did we wake up
this Resurrection Monday still singing, you came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the cross to the grave, my debt you paid, from the cross to the sky, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name up on high. As we realized we were still in the land of the living, did we start humming, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me.
Yeah.
As we rose Amen. Up and started thinking, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way
yeah.
love that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Before it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, never, ever lose its power.
Amen.
Or did we find ourselves giving too much attention to our problems? Did we find ourselves yawning and saying, boy, this arthritis is kicking me this morning? And did anyone give in to the feeling of defeat because you got a text message that said that your bank account was low in funds? Did we remember that we had this bill to pay or that bill to pay? Not to mention that if the light bill be as high this month as it was last month, we might have to give somebody at that light company a piece of our mind. Or did our minds go back to the doctor report that wasn't so good? We might have started to think about our kids or grandkids who are camped out on Fool's Hill. We were excited all weekend long. We were excited. We were singing the praises all weekend long. We chose our best dress to wear. You see, this dress didn't come from Walmart. Because we wanted to dress our best for our Savior and King. We were excited because despite of our circumstances, despite our situations, despite our failures, we remember just for an Easter weekend that Jesus, our Savior, came from his mighty throne in glory to bring the rose again just for you and me. And we became glad. We got our shout on because Jesus looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. So the question is, what are you and I going to do after resurrection morning?
Right now.
You see, I'm reminded of another song that says, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
All right.
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You see, Jesus, after returning to reassure his disciples that he had indeed risen, left them with some final words that said in Mark 16:19-20, verse 19 says, so then after the Lord has spoken to the right hand of God, verse 20 says, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. You see, Jesus told his disciples to go preach and teach, tell the world that I live. And because I live, they can face tomorrow. Jesus said, because I live, all fear is gone. Because I know, and you should know who holds the future. And life is worth the living.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So our praise continue tonight. Let our praise continue today. After all the high weekend, still praising God this Resurrection Monday. You see, Jesus tells us that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Do we believe that tonight?
Yes.
Nothing will be impossible for you.
That's
but
right.
Too many times, we allow self to get in the way of faith. You see, Jesus taught that faith in God is greater than any problem we may have. Everyone struggles with problems that seem overwhelming or tend to stress us out. You see, Jesus once told his disciples, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here and to there, and it will move. Nothing nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17:20-21. The Lord wanted his disciples to realize that God was greater than any problem. Do we believe that tonight? That God is greater than any problem.
Yeah.
No wonder that even John, the apostle, wrote, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Come with me as we discover together what are the ways that Jesus taught that faith in God is greater than any problem we will ever face. As we can still celebrate, after resurrection morning. So here are seven ways we can continue the resurrection praise. Oh, we got to continue this praise, church. We can't let this praise die down. Oh,
that's
we can't let this praise die down. Jesus told us, he told us and he told his disciples, there's something that happened after resurrection, after my resurrection, after I got up out of that grave, after I jingled those keys and said, I hold the keys to hell and grave. Something else must occur, Jesus said, and then I will come and take you home.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jesus knew that faith would help people focus their attention on God's power rather than their resources. You see, without an inquiry about what you shall eat or drink or what you shall wear, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:30-33. You see, tonight, the Lord wants all of us to continue to put our time and energies and resources in the building of his church through evangelism, through disciple-making, and teaching ministries. You see, the pastor's wife heard said this evening that they are worshiping in their new worship center. And I know that that just sent off a praise wave on this radio broadcast.
Hallelujah.
You see, through the exercise of our faith, the church will be enriched, and in return, God will supply us with whatever we need.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
But let's continue the resurrection praise. Number two.
Amen.
You see, Jesus healed the paralytic man lying on the mat. If we will offer up ourselves to his care. You see, Jesus wanted to publicly demonstrate that he has all authority on earth to forgive and heal any root cause that is limiting us from being all that we can be. You see, even though Jesus received harsh criticism for declaring his power to forgive sins, the Lord did not allow this cynicism of Pharisees to discourage him from amplifying great faith to thousands. Do not let other people's doubt deter you from accomplishing great things through Jesus Christ. Nobody can tell you how to pray. Nobody knows what you've been through. Nobody knows the cost of the oil in your alabaster bar. You're the only one that knows this. So when you're giving God the praise, we can't sit there and judge you for your praise. We should be giving God praise. Our praise should be continuing. We should be continuing this resurrection praise because God is so good. In Matthew 9:2-7, it says, then behold, they brought him a paralytic lying in on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is the easier to say? Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power. Thank God for power. He has power on earth, kisses. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. It reminds me this weekend, my mother-in-law, she had bad knees, and we had to go to this, she had to go to her great-grandson's birthday party, and apartments had three flights of stairs she had to go up. And as I saw her struggling to go up those stairs, I went and I said, Mom, put your arm around my neck. And I said, bear down on me, and we're going to get up these stairs. And at first, she wasn't bearing down. I said, you're not bearing down. You're not giving it to me. I said, give it to me, Mom. Give it to me, my man. Give it to me. And I said, God has given me strength. I can help you. Get up these stairs.
Amen.
And so she started giving it to me. And we took one step at a time. And we got up those stairs. We were able to rejoice. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to give our problems, our burdens to him. He's the one that's able to carry them. He's the one that's able to help us to go up and further and progress in him. He's able. He said, bring it to me. I'm able to help you. Number three,
that's right.
It says, Jesus taught the disciples that they could accomplish things according to the quality and quantity of their faith. You see, one day two blind men called out to Jesus. Have mercy on us, son of Sceva, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done to you? And their sight was restored. You see, tonight, the more we mature in our faith, we will be able to muster up the courage to approach the throne of grace boldly to find grace to help us for increasingly difficult challenges.
Amen.
Let's continue the resurrection praise. Number four. You see, Jesus rebuked Peter. Jesus rebuked Peter for lacking the great faith to believe that he would be given power to walk on water. Jesus said to Peter, come. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, why did you doubt? You find that in Matthew 14:29-31. When you are sure that God has given you directives, be sure to obey.
Amen.
Be confident that God will never lead you where the grace of God will sustain you.
Yes.
Let's continue the resurrection praise. They had enough faith. One day the disciples were amazed at the Lord's ability to curse a fig tree. They watched it wither at once. They said, how did the fig tree wither so quickly? Jesus said, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself in the sea, and it will be done. You see, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. That's Matthew 21:20-22. You see, this promise should motivate us to discipline ourselves, to carve out an hour of prayer every day, specifically asking the Lord to do things far beyond our human ability. A lot of times we want to limit God because we feel we are limited. But God said that he will increase your faith according to your faith. So we need to believe that whatever we ask in prayer, whatever we ask in faith, God will give it to us.
Amen.
Let us continue our resurrection praise. You see, Jesus linked great faith with the ability to grow in our relationships with each other, believers of faith. He said, if a brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. But Jesus didn't say talk about him. Jesus didn't say put him down. Jesus said forgive him.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see people doing this or doing that, and we're on the phone texting. I just saw brother so-and-so. I just saw elder so-and-so. Like he was stumbling down the street. He must have had something to drink. Jesus didn't tell us to do that. He said we got to rebuke him. We got to call him by his right name. But as he said, if he repents, forgive him.
Yeah.
The disciples said to the Lord, increase our faith. Luke 17:3-5. Perhaps the greatest test of faith you will face may be in loving people who are closest to you. You see, our God is able to overcome the most difficult of problems, persons, or predicaments if we believe in his power. If we believe in the wonder-working power, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood.
That's right.
Warrior, evil, a victory to win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, hallelujah, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Are we receiving that power today?
Yeah.
Oh, we had a wonderful weekend. It was Easter weekend, and we saw the terrible things they did to Jesus through the scriptures, how they put him on the cross, and how they put nails in his hands and his feet, how they put a sword in his side, and how they put him in a grave, and how he rested. But on Sunday morning, how he rose up and dangled the keys of death and hell.
Yes.
Amen. It's power. Power in the blood of the Lamb. We have to receive that power. We have to understand that power. We have to want that power. That all-sustaining power. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's continue the resurrection praise. Number 7. Last but not least. It says, once we know that something is right according to God's word, our responsibility is to take our stand. God will do great things for those who stand up for him.
Amen.
He is looking for representatives who will trust him.
Mm-hmm.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. Sorry, my dementia patient is I'm sorry. Yeah. Just give me a minute.
It's okay. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes.
Lord.
What a powerful word that Elder Strayhorn is sharing.
Yes.
She's talking about tonight how to continue. Hallelujah. The resurrection praise.
Yes.
That
yes.
is powerful. We don't just want to enjoy the moment on resurrection only, but we've got to let the Holy Spirit of God and the praises of God just continue to saturate and marinate in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take it with us each and every moment, every second and hour of the day, because that's how we overcome. That's how we defeat the forces of the enemy, because Jesus Christ, oh, he paid a mighty and awesome price. Oh, yes, he did. He paid a price, yes, so that we would be able to overcome.
Yeah, he paid it all.
He paid the ultimate price.
He paid it all.
Oh, yes, he did.
Nothing do.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And so we just give
blood.
God the praise. And see, also, it's not something that's meant to just hold mm-hmm. to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the praises of God in your spirit, when you have the glory of God upon you, when you know
mm-hmm.
that God has done something for you, hallelujah, healed your body, that he saved your soul.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, you have to be able to go out and know how to share that good news with somebody else.
Share that testimony.
Yes, the word of God says, oh, yes, that they overcame. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Praise God.
So we give God the praise. Oh, yes, we do.
Let us continue.
Yes, Lord, let us continue. Let us continue in this resurrection praise. The word of God says that we are to praise. Let the praises of God be on our lips. Let everything that has breath, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Oh, yes.
Is he lordship of your life today? Is he lordship
yes.
of your life?
Is he Lord of your life? Has
Amen.
He done anything for you?
Yes.
If he has, then you need to allow the praises of God to be upon your lips. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's take time right now in the name of Jesus to pray for Pastor Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Yeah,
the enemy is trying to war against her even as
this.
We speak
God
physically. Hallelujah. In the name of
Jesus,
Lord. Right now, Heavenly Father, we rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion. We pray protection over Elder Lisa Strayhorn right now. We pray, Lord God, that spirit that's trying to raise up and launch attack against us, we bind you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ comes against you. You have no place. You have no dominion. You have no authority. Thank you, Lord, that you cover, soak, and seal her, Father God, in your precious shed blood. Thank you that you protect her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that demonic spirit bow down right now, Heavenly Father, to the blood of Jesus Christ, because she is your child. She is a child of the Most High God. And Satan, you have no dominion. You have no power. Right now, we stand together. And the word of God tells us that we stand where we stand together praying and asking for anything according to your will, Lord God, that it shall be done. So we speak protection over her right now. We pray that patient, Lord God, will not attack her in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus right now, that she bow down. Yes, Lord, bow down. Let that spirit bow down to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we give you praise that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, Father God. Right now, no principality. Satan, we bind every principality. We bind every imp. We bind every device of the enemy. Because, Lord, you've already told us that you've given us power. Oh, yes, Lord, to trample over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. So we speak protection over her,
Father.
Right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping her. Thank you for protecting her, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Right now, have your way, Father. We send, Lord God, the presence of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in that place where she is right now. Your anointing, your power, Lord God. Yes, we do. Yes, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pray, saints. Pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Right now, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord. This gospel must be preached. The word of God will go forth, and it will not return void, but it shall accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The blood, the blood, the blood. Cover her, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. Everybody else, short to get it. Everybody else, short to get it. Everybody else, short to get it. Everybody else starts to get it. Everybody else starts to get it. Everybody else starts to get it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your will, Heavenly Father. Your will, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We tell your word. The blood.
Yes, Father.
Come up.
Hallelujah.
Name,
hallelujah.
We pray for your
hallelujah.
Peace, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pray for your
hallelujah.
Pray for your deliverance. Father,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus.
Yes,
name,
Lord.
Father,
thank you for your deliverance.
We stand for
thank
your holy
you,
word.
Lord. Thank
your
you, Lord.
Your powerful word, Father Lord. You have given authority
thank
over the enemy,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord.
Thank
right
you,
now
Jesus.
Through your blood and through the word
thank
of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our King, our Savior, Father, Lord.
Yes,
in
Father.
Jesus' name, we decree, declare, we proclaim it on this hour, Lord
yes,
Jesus. Let thy will be done. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lord, pray for victory, Lord, in this
yes.
hour, Lord.
Yes,
pray for
Lord.
Defeat of the enemy in this time. He always defeated
he
folks
is a
already
defeated
through the blood
folk.
Of Jesus. Or
he
the word
is
of God,
a defeated folk.
The power of our testimony.
Hallelujah.
Have
hallelujah.
Lake,
hallelujah.
For
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We pray for your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for it. Pray for our
thank you, Jesus.
Right now, Lord. Strengthen
thank
our Father,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Pray for overcoming
thank
power,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you for your overcoming power.
Yes, Lord. Let your
thank
will
you,
be done.
Lord God. Thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi. Battle
yes,
on
God.
Her behalf, Father.
In, Jesus
in
name,
the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Done,
thank you for her victory,
thank
Father.
For the victory,
thank
Lord.
You for the victory
yes,
on
Lord.
Her behalf, Lord
in
God.
Name,
thank you,
Father,
Lord. Strengthen her.
Yes, Lord.
Keep her.
Yes,
protect
Lord.
Her. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Your holy armor, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Have thy way, O Lord. Have thy way, O Lord. Have thy way, O Lord. Your word says that when we resist the devil, he's got to flee. He's got to flee. He's got to flee. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ comes to get you. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it is so. And so it is.
Yes,
and
Lord,
so it
yes,
is
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In your word.
In Jesus' name.
In
oh, yes,
on
Lord. Glory to your name, Father.
Yes, thank you.
Glory to your name.
Yes.
Glory to your name, Father.
One
thank
Lord,
you,
one
Jesus.
Savior, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
One Heavenly Father. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, Lord.
We stand.
Yes, Lord.
We stand. Your
thank
power,
you, Father.
Lord.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Name, Lord.
Thank you.
No weapon.
Hallelujah.
No
weapon.
Can stand against
no weapon can stand against. Everything
Lord,
has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. For his name is the name that is above every name. Oh, yes, the name of Jesus.
God, Father.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
The power
oh, we give you glory.
The blood never
we thank
power,
you, Jesus. We thank you,
Jesus. For it, Father, in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The hand of the enemy.
We rebuke the hand of the enemy.
In
the name of Jesus.
Victory
yes,
on this hour,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Father.
Mighty name, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let down will be done.
Hallelujah.
Let down will be done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for your miracle working
you.
God, Father, Lord.
Thank
we stand
you.
Your holy promises, Father, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your holy word, Father, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The power and the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord.
Amen.
Let down will be done.
Amen. Well, I'm just going to praise God.
Yes,
thank
Father,
you, Saints,
yes,
for your prayers.
Mm.
Thank you for
thank
your
God,
prayers. I'm going to go over and just recap briefly what Elder Lisa had shared with us, and then we're going to open the line in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She said as she was ministering about again about how to continue the resurrection praise that One, faith in God is stronger than you may have. Mm. I don't care what you may be enduring. Your faith in God is stronger. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our God is stronger, and he's able to handle any situation or circumstance that you may have. The woman of God then said to continue this resurrection praise, we must offer up ourselves to God's care and not let other people's doubt cause you to detour from what God has called you to do. Mm. No matter what other people may say,
yeah.
No matter what others may think, you're always going to have those naysayers and doubters. But your faith should be able to be strong enough that it's built on nothing less
mm-hmm.
than Jesus' blood and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And you walk forward. Press forward in the things of God, knowing that God will lead you and guide you every step of the way.
Amen.
The woman of God then shared number three, that in order for us to continue our resurrection praise, that we must give problems to God and know that he will help to sustain and strengthen us. No matter how weak you might feel, oh, the word of God tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And in our weakness, we are made strong through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ, through his presence, through us being able to delve into the word of God for our strength.
Amen.
Number four, she said, when you are sure that God has given you, when you are sure that God has given you a directive, no matter what, you are to obey.
Amen.
When you are sure that God has given you a directive,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, you are to obey. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. You obey even if you don't understand.
Yeah.
That's where trust in God is concerned. Number five, she said that you have faith and do not doubt, but believe that you shall receive. No matter what the situation or circumstance may look like. And number six, she said, when you have faith, you got to know how to increase faith.
Amen.
See, God has already given all of us a measure of faith. She talked about that mustard seed faith. But see, your faith is not supposed to stay the size of a mustard seed. Even a mustard seed, when you put it in the ground, it begins to grow to one of the greatest sized plants and trees that is here on the earth. But guess what? Just like that mustard seed, when you put it in the ground and it grows, when you put your faith in God's word, because faith cometh by hearing,
amen.
And hearing by the word of God, then your faith begins to grow and it begins to increase. She talked about that power, that wonder-working power that's in the blood of the Lamb that will also help your faith to be able to increase. And lastly, she shared that once we know something is right and righteous according to God's plan, then you've got to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's time out for us as believers to be quiet, to be complacent, to be passive. No, God has called us to be able to stand on his word, to speak forth this word. We need to go forth and let this dying world know that, yes, we serve a risen Savior, a living Savior.
Amen.
We give God the praise. And I just want you to know that for the enemy to come against her and physically attack her as she was bringing forth this word, this is nothing but the power of God, and nothing that the enemy can do can harm us. God's word is going to go forth, and it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish.
Amen.
So we thank God for this word tonight. We thank God for the woman of God tonight,
yes,
and we thank God for her protection and her victory in this situation.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and open the lines up, and if you have any comments, if you have any words of encouragement for the woman of God, if you would like to share in this discussion of how to continue this resurrection praise, we would like to hear from you. go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits, hallelujah, is 4848. Come on, Minister Gilson. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you hear us?
Praise the Lord. We continue in this resurrection praise. We thank God. We thank the Father God for the Elder Strayhorn and this word that she has declared and spoken forth. The enemy is defeated. Yes. It's too late. She's already declared, and we just worship God in spirit and in truth. We thank the Lord that it is not by might nor by power, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And even as she has declared, we are standing in faith, proclaiming, thus saith the Lord. We are boldly approaching the throne of grace in the name of Jesus, and knowing that as we will declare a thing, and because we declare, even as our sister was
That's
saying,
right.
according to the word the other day,
That's right.
the Lord will establish
That's
it, and it's already done in Jesus' name. And even though the enemy, he is a defeated foe, for we overcame, have overcome by the word of our God and the word of our testimony. And our testimony is that praise is the power that breaks every stronghold of the enemy. When we have nothing else, we have the word of God. And as we begin to praise our God, the power of darkness must flee, because the light is illuminated and it breaks forth on the north, the south, the east, and the west. And it is moving, quickening the saints. So we are empowered because we trust in God's word. And we know that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word can never fail. And it has not failed tonight. The word is working mightily because it has been declared and it is moving. And it's shaking.
Yeah.
It is shaking the strongholds of darkness, and the devil is trembling in his boots. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for Elder Strayhorn. We thank you for that healing virtue flowing forth, oh God, in Jesus' name, from your holy throne. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covering her and everyone in her home, in her household. We thank you, Lord, that this word, oh God, the seed of it, oh Lord, will bring forth, oh Lord, a great harvest, oh God, in the kingdom of God, Lord. We are strengthened by this word, and we are standing upon it, and we give praise and honor to your holy name, Lord Jesus. We are resurrected people, and we are walking in the power of the resurrection. We are declaring your word, Lord, and we will see, O Lord, fruit coming forth from it in the name of Jesus. Within our lives, within the lives of our sons and daughters, within the lives of all who will who we have influence over in the name of Jesus. Everyone we have influence over, we will see a work, some 10, some 20, some 100 fold coming forth in Jesus' name. Every need being supplied, physical, financial, emotional, in the name of Jesus, we declare it. And we celebrate your goodness, Father God. We celebrate your goodness. And we give hallelujah.
Father.
The devil is a defeated foe. And Jesus is Lord. And the word of God, it will always prevail and never fail. Hallelujah.
That's
glory to God. In the heart.
Glory
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We stand in agreement with those words that have come forth. Yes, Lord, through your vocal cords, we stand in a total agreement.
Yes, Father.
But yes, God, he has brought the victory in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, my brother, for sharing that. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Bless you,
God bless you. God bless you. Mother Pat, 0400. Hallelujah. Can
God
you hear
you
us?
Yes, I can hear you all, and I pray with you all. I came in agreement with you all, and there's power in it. And some of the things that you said in the prayer, soaking them in the blood of Jesus. So it's like the thing is, nobody mad but the devil. And he tried to chop his head, but the blood chopped that head open. I thank God because she brought out some good highlights, you know, to encourage us to keep that resurrection praise on.
Yes.
Because
the
saying is, when praises go up, blessings come down. And then when she was out doubt, you know, as a believer, we can't have no doubt. We
got to
believe exactly what God say and stand on that. And when you take a stand, don't change. When you take a stand, if somebody come and say, well, thus say the Lord, da-da-da, and it don't happen right then, and you don't change it because it didn't happen. You stand and say, but the Holy Spirit told me, this is what I believe, and that's it. And just keep speaking it. She hit on some highlights. I enjoyed that. Knowing that when you are a child of God, you can do greater things. Because he calls us to do greater things. You see? And so, stand in praise. And knowing who you are in God. The devil can't do nothing. He can't do nothing with you. He's a defeated. And one day he's going to realize, you can't touch us. Because we got the blood of Jesus on us.
Amen.
And we Holy Spirit moving in us. And when we pray, we have a direct line to Almighty God. And he summons those angels. Go down there and take care of this.
Yeah.
And he said, I give you an angel to war on my behalf. That's
to
what
come
he
out
does.
Now.
He said, the angel to war for us.
Yeah.
We ain't got to pray. All we do is say what God says. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan, and all your imps. And the word of God says you're already a defeated foe. So
out
of here. Out in Jesus' name. And you know, you can't be timid with the devil. You got to let him know. You can't be timid. You got to let him know with a voice of authority. She was talking about authority. When you know who you are, you take authority. And that's the boss man on the job. He hold your paycheck. He tell you what to do. Well, guess what? Holy Ghost hold us. And Holy Ghost tell us what to do.
All right.
Well, I'm
through. All right. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for those words of wisdom. Praise God. Praise God. I have a caller number 6473. Your last four digits, 6473. I believe this is Sister Justina. You have had your one press on the dial pad a while, so let me know if you are wanting to make a comment. Sister Justina, can you hear me? Hallelujah. Sister Justina? Okay, maybe she pressed it by accident. We're going to go ahead to caller number 3258. Caller 3258. Praise God. Is that matter? Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you for such a powerful message from Minister Lisa Strayhorn on the Let Us Continue the Resurrection Praise, because we got to continue to, like she said, preach everywhere, because there is a time like this, which is now, that we got to be ready when it's time to speak a word. And then when they don't even want to hear the truth of the word, we got to continue to preach the word everywhere. And it got to be a praise in there to destroy those yokes that the enemy has over people's lives and our lives. Because when we release it, then that power of God can come in there and do his work. So I want to say thank her, and may God continue to bless her, heal her body as well as her husband, and the ministry of the New Season Ministry. Y'all continue up a good word and work for God. And God bless y'all. And good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. God bless. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God again for Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. We're going to continue to keep her and her family as well in our prayers. We thank God for each one of you that have shared such powerful words of encouragement, words of the Lord to be able to help, to edify those that are on the line tonight in the body of Christ. We just give God praise for each one of you. We will not close this service and this broadcast, praise God, without giving the invitation to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh, what a powerful and awesome time it would be for you to give your life to the Lord during this holy season, during this resurrection time period, so that you too will be able to continue this resurrection praise. Romans 10, 9, and 10 makes it so plain. All you got to do is just say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life, Lord Jesus. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you came to this world. You lived, you died, and you were resurrected from my sins. I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed just that simple prayer with all sincerity, oh, we welcome you into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of God tonight. The word of God tells us that the angels in heaven are rejoicing on your behalf, and we rejoice with you as well. So we give God all the praise and honor and glory tonight. We thank God again for you tuning in. We give God all the praise. We ask that you go forth and have an awesome week in the Lord and continue this resurrection praise. And to God be all the glory. We thank you. Have a wonderful night. God bless and good night. Praise God.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I know who God says I am. Why? Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heal me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.